Well, this past days, we had a very exciting time at the FTX, and I have here with me Jack S.M. Kim from APC's WNSP.
Hello.
And I also have Mian Lor from EngageMedia.org. So we have a Malaysian delegation here.
Hi.
And I've asked the girls to tell us a little bit about what this is. What is the FTX? What just happened this past days in Monkey Valley here in Cape Town?
The FTX stands for Feminist Tech Exchange. It is basically an ambitious project to gather together a large group of women and feminists who are interested in technology to build their skills and also to explore what are feminist practices and politics of technology. And this is basically what happened in the 3 days while we were at Monkey Valley.
And I know, Mian, as a matter of fact, that you were one of the trainers. How was the experience of training and building capacity in just 3 days?
Fun.
What challenges did you find in these days with the participants? Can you tell us a little bit about who these women were?
Oh my God. Actually, there's a lot of things to say about a video track. It was crazy, technical. It was not so much of technical difficulties, but we had really high-end cameras. Like, the person who got us the cameras basically told the camera suppliers to get us the best, which is really generous of them, and we get, like, really amazingly high-profile cameras that we can make a Hollywood film. And these are a bunch of families who wants to work with community, who came in, and some of them have never seen cameras before, and we gave them these huge mamas, right? And so they were, like, a bit freaked out. But because we're all feminists, we managed to cope with that and find ways that we were able to work with. So that was nice.
And why did you decide to do the FTX? What made you go this path?
The Association for Progressive Communications Women's Networking Support Program, which is APCWNSP, has been working on the issue of women's rights and technology for quite some time. And in the process of working around this issue, we found that there is a real need, an expressed need by women who are working on women's rights as well as feminists to build their capacity on how to better use emerging technologies to further their advocacies, to, you know, amplify their voices, reach out to communities that they can't reach out to or would like to be able to better represent, and so on and so forth. So the FTX, one of the reasons that the FTX came about is to meet this need. At the same time, there is another need, which is about getting the wider women's movement engaged in the politics and advocacy and the policy aspect of communication rights. What does censorship mean in the age of the internet? What about intellectual property rights? What about what's Creative Commons? What's copyleft? What's FOSS? And what does this have to do with me as somebody who works with communities of women? And it's about making these linkages. And somehow, in terms of communication rights, you kind of have to know a little bit about the technology and to feel empowered with the technology to be able to engage with it effectively. And I think that's kind of why the FTX came about, to be that space in order to make those kinds of connections.
And did you get some discussions going on these days also?
Yes, we did. Thanks to you, actually, Margarita, for being a really great facilitator who organized all these amazing interactive dialogue sessions in the morning. And no, we did, actually. We got some really great speakers to come and frame the issues very much from a movement-building perspective. And I think the organizing of the FTX just before the AWIT conference, the AWIT forum, is very strategic that way, because people are already interested in the whole issue of movement building and, you know, advancing women's rights as movements. And locating technology there sort of gets the conversations going. So it's not just about handling really high-end, bulky cameras. It's also sort of about, well, okay, this is a new form of technology, and I'm going to, you know, overcome my fear of these buttons and gadgets and get excited and play with it and sort of do editing until 2 a.m. in the morning and, you know, sacrifice the beach walk and stuff, because there is a point, and this is a very powerful political point.
Like, young feminist woman, what's the difference between use the technology and use the technology for feminism? Or with a feminist approach?
Now, for me, part of the things that I learned this week is the feminist approach to technology is perhaps something that a lot of organizations, even if they're not self-proclaimed as feminists, do. And it has a lot to do with the values, with the intention, with the objectives behind the technology, and with questioning what that technology is for and how it's handled, what standards lie behind it, how it can be used to further violence against women and invade their privacy, or how it can be used to make denounces and to place subjects in public issues and to build sexual diversity networks and to communicate and to make underground activism. So I think the feminist practice of technology also personally for me has a lot to do with using what's available and what's appropriate for people and not getting caught up in all that geeky, high-tech, and no-purpose kind of approach to technology.
For me, I'm not as profound as Margarita or Jack, so I would say simply is to learn also this, to tell your own story for women out there, because there's just not enough representation of all sorts of voices, not just the women, but the diversity, so different kind of voices, just to use technology and tell your own story, and that's what the world needs.
I think that... that is a very interesting question, and I think the FTX was organized precisely also to articulate the answer to this question. Is there a feminist approach to technology? And if so, what is it? What makes it different from any other kinds of approaches to technology? And I think Margarita summed it up quite well. Like when you, as a feminist, when you touch a microphone, it's not just about looking at the microphone as an inanimate object that you can use to perform a certain task. It's also about understanding what went into the building of this microphone, who has been holding this microphone for many years and who has never even seen a microphone, and where the women stand in this whole, like, you know, space where the microphone occupies. And what does this mean when somebody is able to hold onto the microphone and speak? And I think that's what makes it feminist.
So what's next now for the FTX? What's the FT next?
I cannot believe you just said that. That's so cheesy.
Yes, I know.
But see, I have you in a happy mood.
Well, we are very much hopeful that we are able to... Well, the response to the FTX has been amazingly great. And I think that the participants and the trainers felt that it's been very valuable and would like to actually replicate the process in different parts of the world. So we are hopeful and also working towards being able to support that happening and try and see if we can have, you know, FTX in Latin America, FTX in Asia, FTX in Africa. And the women's program is very much located in the sort of global economic south. So we are also very much looking at supporting women in developing and less developed countries in order to appropriate and lay claim to technology.
Okay, thank you to both of our interviewees for sharing your time.